Well, Aaron, as we start out looking at the markets today, everybody's abuzz about the state of Iowa, maybe not Iowa in general, but the fact that there's a Chinese delegation there, and there's a lot of hopes that we'll see increased purchases coming from that country.
Yeah, exactly, Susan. You know, that is a big news right now, is that the Chinese delegation, they come every year, and, you know, I don't see it being a big market mover at this point in time unless they come out with a number for their memo of understanding that they'll sign that's below 10 million metric tons or above 12. So they're expecting somewhere around that 11 mark for what the Chinese is going to do, and it will mostly be soybeans. So as you look at today, they did come across with another sale to China of about 116,000 metric tons. So, you know, another good day, continued extent in this export business from South America that continues to have problems. Some of the big news in the overnight was, obviously, logistical problems are always an issue with them, but they also had a collision in a port of Santos in Brazil, which has really slowed things down. And so that was some big news in the overnight. There might be two loaders that are actually down with that issue. So, yes, China, you know, logistical problems out of Brazil, continued uncertainty about Brazil and the size of the crop down there. So, you know, when we look at China and some of this increased exporting, they are looking for imports from China to be down 14% from January, but actually up 71% from February. So some of that big news is the fact that we're just seasonally not in a time frame where they typically buy from us, but with these problems in South America, we've had this counter-seasonal business, which has really been beneficial.
I think what caught some of the listeners' ears, too, is they're talking when it comes to our corn planting this year, the largest number of acres since World War II.
Exactly. You look at some of the baseline data that came out this week, and it's very interesting. The one thing we have to remember is that these numbers are coming actually from November. So all this stuff was put in November timeframe together and then just released here recently. So you see 94 million acres come out from the USDA as far as what could be planted, expected trend line yield of 164. So that does put us at an ending stock, so about 1.63 billion bushels of corn. So that's a huge number, but I think the more interesting point of this was that the USDA was really a lot less bearish on the usage than I thought they would be. They took ethanol, and last year the usage for ethanol was about 5 billion bushels. They actually kept it right around 4.95 billion. So all this talk with ethanol slowing down, you know, record amount of stocks, the USDA has not really accounted for any of that right now. The other thing they looked at was feed, and last year the feed usage was about 4.6 billion. They actually upped that to 5.225 billion. So that's an increase of 13.6, which is kind of surprising considering, you know, the shortage supply of cattle that we've seen. Hog supply is obviously up, but then you've got shortage in broilers too, but that can pick up quickly. So that is a big increase and in something that they can kind of play with as we look towards this February 23rd Outlook Conference, where they will look to adjust those numbers. The other thing with this baseline data, it goes back to soybeans. They're looking for a million less acres, so that has been part of this rally too, as soybeans try to buy acres from corn. And also, these numbers were back from November, so they don't have a lot of the South American issue in them. So that might be something in this 23rd Outlook Conference, too, that gets adjusted.